Nobody tailgates like the Yukon fan.
Wait, like other ones decked out like fambulances?
Fambulances. We go through the tailgate lots, we find them, and we are able to start a conversation very easily because we're like, oh, cool, tell us about your ambulance. We have one. Show them a picture. They get us beers, they feed us. And now, you know, you're not the enemy.
It's time for Ben Darnell's tailgate tour.
Boys, have a great season. Thanks for joining me today. Go Huskies.
Go Huskies.
As UConn football game day continues on Fox Sports Radio 97.9 Hartford and AM 1300 New Haven.
Yeah, I love the rationale of the Thirst and Tent folks. Hey, we got one just like you. Have a beer. Let's get together. We're not the enemy anymore. That's tremendous. Ben is roaming around, or did roam around, and he always finds an interesting tailgate. Ben, what do you got for us this week?
Well, Bob, I'm kind of in the heart of it, and I've never seen this tailgate before. You know, I'm big on games, and this tailgate, I think, is leading the game in games. So we have some football toss, we have some cornhole, we have some monkey balls. That's what I call it. Kate is monkey balls. CEA Teachers Tailgate. I didn't know this thing was going on. I'm with the president of CEA, Kate Diaz. Tell me more about this tailgate. What did I just stumble into?
Well, you stumbled into teachers letting loose on the weekend. That is what you did.
I know a little bit about this.
Honestly, that's why you're going to have games, you're going to have prizes, you're definitely, definitely going to have food. Because if we do one thing well, we get together and we take care of each other.
Okay, so we're just taking care of teachers right now. So if you are a teacher, do you have to be a CEA member to hang out and participate? Or can you just be a random teacher, even from Rice?
Well, you know, we are a very welcoming crowd, but we do have members who sign up, but we encourage them. Bring a friend. It's fine. This is intended to be, you know, family and friend friendly. We want this to be an opportunity to hang out, just kind of relax, enjoy each other's company, and have a good time. And it's a beautiful day. And, you know, we need to celebrate a little bit. So it's nice to get together and have a good time. And football's just as good a reason as any to do that.
So true. So true. Now, teachers are stressed Monday through Friday and even on the weekends, because if I know my teachers and my family, they are constantly grading, constantly worried about what's going on with their kiddos. But when they get the chance on Saturdays or on Sundays, they definitely take advantage. And I feel like that's the group we got here.
Oh, that's definitely the group you have here. Now, they probably all have student work in their car that they need to correct, I guarantee you. And there's some math teacher contemplating a lesson that they could turn this into and looking at cornhole and thinking, what could I do with that? But I will tell you that we definitely are going to take the time to relax. You are absolutely right. It is more stressful now than ever to be a teacher. They will start kicking that back in Sunday night, thinking about what the next week's going to look like. But we hope today we just take a couple hours and we chill out and we enjoy, you know, just being people who like football and tailgates.
Talking to the president of the Connecticut Educators Association, the CEA, we love teachers tailgate. Why a tailgate, though? I mean, there's so many different things we can do. Why did you say, you know what, UConn football needs us just as much as we need them?
Absolutely. Well, I am a UConn alum, so, you know, there is a little bit of love I share for the education department at UConn. And so I think, you know, we love to get involved with our other institutions, and we love to have the opportunity. We'll do tailgates. We do yard goats. We try and be equal opportunity.
Hey, listen, I understand all that, but we need the teachers to be loud for UConn today.
Well, that is not a problem. Teachers being loud is never a problem. So I can guarantee you that, you know, kickoff occurs, you will have a strong contingent of educators really happy to be there cheering on the home team.
Madam President, I don't know if you get that term at all. Madam President, are you just one that shows up, or do you know anything about the menu today of what we're serving or any of the other festivities that are going on at We Love Teachers Tailgate?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They take good care of me and make sure I know what the deal is. We have actually catering from one of our favorite Hartford institutions, the Red Rock Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I know all about this place.
Yeah, Red Rock is fabulous. Donnie's here taking care of us, making sure that we have plenty of food. We have a couple hundred people signed up, so we rely on Donnie to take good care of us. And like I said, there'll be no shortage of chips, snacks, cookies. Somebody will bring fruit because there's always a healthy option. We have to take good care of people. I bet you there's a granola bar here somewhere.
I was just going to say, I think I did see some granola.
Yeah.
And I always say this, too. I always give high fives to our military, thank them for our service, all the service members that are around, but teachers, for me, fall in that category as well. You guys are kind of loud and proud out here. We Love Teachers signs are everywhere. You're wearing the CAA shirt. So if we see you in the stands, double high fives and thank yous?
Absolutely. And don't forget, we have a whole bunch of people who are signing up to be champions for public education. Those are our friends who are not necessarily even educators. They're people who just believe that public education is worth celebrating. So.
What is that? CTED Champs? Or it's probably CTED Champs.org. That's the website you can go to find out more about this organization. Hard question.
Yeah.
UConn's taking on Rice. We got ripped by the refs last week. Kate, I need a prediction. What do you think is going to happen today against the Rice Owls?
So I always root for the home team, no matter what. So I think they're going to be up, and they're going to probably win by 7. I'm going to go 7.
Excellent. That is actually, I don't know if you're a gambler, but that's right on the line right there. President Kate Diaz, she knows what she's doing when it comes to tailgates, football, and educating your children. Thank you so much for having this tailgate and getting loud in the stands for us today on Saturday.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. Thank you so much for stopping by. Make sure you grab something good to eat.
Did you get anything good to eat?
Yes, I did. Now, they do have some Red Rocks cooks and Red Rocks chefs out there. So they got some pros cooking up some chicken. But Kate Diaz was right. It's a lot of teacher stuff, Bob. A lot of apples, a lot of healthy stuff, a lot of fruit snacks, a lot of granola bar, a lot of things that were in the old Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox that I had back
in the
day.
And teachers are allowed? Did you know that?
Oh, gosh. The teachers on Saturdays as well, when they're not yelling at their kids, that's just a vocal warm-up for the football fandom that is the CEA today and all ways for teachers. You could hear in that audio, as I think it's going to be a theme today as well, a little windy out there, Bob.
Yeah, gusts up to 20.
A flag at your tailgate is essential, and there's primary reasons why. Reason number one, scientific reasons, as we just discussed. It will tell you how this game will shape up based on the wind, the direction, and the speed. It's been steady. What direction is that way, Bob?
That would be east.
It's blowing east all day.
So it's coming
today.
Out of the west.
The other thing is a locator device. Where's your tailgate? Where's your tailgate? Your flag is your locator for all your friends to find
you. That's the point.
Also, it's kind of an invitation. You know, you always want the red, white, and blue on top, followed by the UConn Husky, then followed by something that describes your personality. I feel like Bob Joyce would be gravitating to all those Whalers flags out there.
And yeah, I don't know if I'd put a Whaler flag up at a football game.
No, but you
My
would
son
know
might.
If you walked by a Whaler flag tailgate, those are somewhat your people.
Yeah.
And you would know that right away. One flag that I know you would avoid... Yankee fans are out today, man. The Yankee fans are
all right. It is what it is.
They're kind of like quiet right now because things really didn't go their way last night, but they are still playing baseball, unlike your Red Sox.
Why
unlike
would you
the Mets.
Take Cole out after 88 pitches, though?
I don't
though.
Know. I didn't want to get into it with them. I tried to keep their minds on football whenever I saw a Yankee fan. I didn't want them in some kind of depressed mood when they come in here to cheer on the UConn Huskies. The one thing I did notice, I showed up around 11, around 10:50, about 20 minutes after the gates had been open, and we had tailgaters all the way back to the road right there when you turn in on East Hartford. The red lot district has been filling up real early, like 11 o'clock. The red lot district has been lit up, and then the gray lot, you know, the gray area, Bob, where the fun police kind of do not hang out. You do some gray area things. That's been loud and proud since about 11 o'clock. Hard to find a spot, which is great. Great to see. I thought last week, the Wake Forest game, the students really showed up. Still counting on them today, 3:30 kickoff. I don't know how it's going to go for them, but I did see a lot of student tailgates getting on. DJs over there in the gray lot portion of the student tailgates. So that's been a lot of fun already. We've been getting it going for a couple of hours. I have some new ones that I saw after I saw the CEA teachers tailgate. And beautiful, it's all black on the outside, but it's a beautiful kind of like fifth wheel trailer that the inside has been totally decked out into a full bar. You can fit up about 15 people in there. Now, unfortunately, they're Jets fans, so they haven't used it a lot this year, but they've been out at UConn games every single week. It's the first time they let me stop by and just get in there and take some pictures and check this thing out. They did a great job on it. Just seeing some of the usual suspect tailgaters really up their game in the last couple of weeks with some new equipment that they're dealing with out there.
All right, quickly, top 25 scoreboard. Second quarter late, Ohio State 14-3 in Nebraska. Notre Dame's all over Navy, 28-7. 3:30 going
to
the second.
Midshipman,
Indiana's undefeated, 17-7 over Washington at halftime, and Ole Miss leads Oklahoma 10-7. Bellamy's in the house already. See that young man from the Britain? He's already here. He'll be on after David Benedict. And the AD's here. We're going to talk to him next as UConn game day. And from the Clutter Farms Doghouse continues in a minute. Fox Sports Radio 97.9 Hartford and AM 1300 New Haven.